Alexander Calder, Swoon, B.I.P., and Klaus Oldenburg are among the artists whose works make up the rich tapestry of outdoor art in New Haven. And if you're not sure where they are, there's a web app for that. ArtSites New Haven is a new interactive mobile-friendly website that will locate, describe, and illustrate outdoor art in and around the city. It's the brainchild of 27-year-old Selby Nimrod.
The goal is to educate people about what's around them in their city. What many people, I think, don't realize about New Haven is that you can see everything from historical monuments to 20th century modernist sculptures to really fantastic street art. So there's a real variety.
The web app is the latest contribution from Site Projects, a nonprofit that commissions public art in New Haven. They were looking for a way to start a conversation about the history of public art that wouldn't be in the form of, as Nimrod puts it, a droning lecture. So, on a comfortable sunny afternoon, we gave her web app a test run. iPhones in hand, standing on a New Haven street corner, she gives me a demonstration. We tap out artsitesnewhaven.com in our web browser, which brings up a colorful home screen with images of artwork and a few prompts.
And then there are a couple of things that you can do from this home screen. You can go to this directive that says art sites near me.
Okay, and I should say we are at the corner of Audubon and Whitney.
It's going to take you to a Google map.
And we see several art sites based on where we're standing right now.
One of them is Ann Lehman's intersection, maybe a block down that way.
Shall we?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I think we can make this light. Let's trot across. All right, there it is. We're here.
So here we have
Ann Lehman's wonderful sculpture intersection. It's done in the modernist style, painted in this red over steel. It's actually these beautiful kind of curving arrows that for me really like get at the dynamics of the intersection itself. It's this really kind of confusing, busy intersection.
Nimrod's description about Ann Lehman's piece is an example of what you can read on ArtSites New Haven. She researched and wrote many of the essays on the site, so it's a little like having your own personal walking tour. After visiting that sculpture, I caught up with Ann Lehman. The artist is now 87. I find her comfortably in her element, melding metal with a torch at the end of a sculpting class she teaches. She seems delighted to know the piece she constructed 35 years ago will live on in the technological age.
That's nice. It's public art, which is wonderful in this town. We have so many, many pieces. It's wonderful. And people have told me that as they drive down Whitney Avenue, it puts a smile on their face. Well, that's good. I like that.
More than 30 works of art have been cataloged so far. Some of the other features on the site include an archive under the heading of Archaeology. There are embedded links for additional resources and even a video component. Their slogan probably sums it up best. Art is everywhere. Find it. Lori Mack, WNPR News.